girl, girl, give me a kiss, kiss, give me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring, then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I wanna give her forever, I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl, God gave me a girl.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. And sponsored by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 58 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At Columbia University in New York, pro-Palestinian demonstrators face a deadline to remove encampments on campus. Those protests have sparked dozens of other demonstrations at colleges nationwide. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has more.
At Indiana University, police warning students to remove their tents or face suspension or expulsion.
You've been given two warnings.
Later, taking at least 30 people into custody. At Northwestern University, our Chicago station, WLS, capturing video of students setting up a new encampment, vowing to occupy the area until the university stops supporting Israeli occupation.
President Biden, in an interview today on the Howard Stern Show, says he would participate in a debate with Donald Trump. No date has been set. Trump back in court today for his hush money trial. National Enquirer publisher David Pecker facing more cross-examination and a series of volatile storms on the move from the southeast to the Midwest, including tornado alerts. This is ABC News. A Maryland high school principal fighting for his job and good name after authorities say the school's former athletic director used AI to make racist recordings of him.
Police say Dazone Darian, who was arrested at Baltimore's airport, had been angry over the principal investigating his potential mishandling of school funds. They say Darian used AI and some human editing to make the recording, in which the voice that sounded like the principal claimed that black students are unable to test their way out of a paper bag and that Jewish individuals and two teachers at the school should never have been hired. Police say Darian shared those recordings, which then spread through social media, sparking threatening calls to the school, eventually leading to the principal's removal.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Darian faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted on charges. The Associated Press finds the practice of sedating people while in police custody has spread nationwide since 2009. The investigation finding about half of 94 who died after being sedated and restrained were black. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics is your locally owned in-town sign company that's easy to get to at 1209 Highway 14 East. Greeley Signs and Graphics is your award headquarters, too. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, and awards, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics, Highway 14 East across from Rockwell Automation. For the best signs in southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up on the web at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscat 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, the Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
The afternoon forecast today is calling for highs in the mid to upper 50s and southeast winds of 15 to 25. Cloudy, rain developing by midday. Tonight, look for occasional showers and thunderstorms with lows down to around 50. Southeast winds of 12 to 22. Saturday, highs in the mid 70s, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid 60s. It is 58 degrees at 6 minutes after 12 noon. Our News at Noon is next.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Turbos will be closed April 21st through May 7th and will reopen on May 8th.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks, in for Joanne Krulatz. In Madison, officials are ready for Saturday's Mifflin Street Block Party. Madison Police Central District Captain Mike Hansen said at a Thursday press conference that while event generally starts out jovial, the concern as the day goes on is the alcohol consumption. The annual event draws thousands to the downtown area near the UW campus for a day of excessive drinking and the problems that accompany that. 2 years ago, several people were injured when a crowded porch collapsed. This is the 55th year of the block party. Hansen said MPD works with the Dane County Sheriff's Office, UW Police, the Madison Fire Department, and other city departments to keep everyone safe. Senator Joan Baldwig, sitting senator for the 14th Senate District and candidate for re-election, released a statement in regard to the closure of UW Richland. When it was announced in 2022 that classes would end at the UW-Richland campus, communities across the state took notice. So did the legislature. This week's announcement from the Universities of Wisconsin that the university will vacate the Richland campus has caused significant concern for Richland County. I greatly sympathize with that county. It was because that the legislature shared these concerns that we passed Senate Bill 518, now 2023 Wisconsin Act 250, earlier this year. This law creates a branch campus redevelopment grant and provides $20 million for communities who have hosted a campus. In this legislation, Richland County will automatically be eligible for a grant of up to $2 million to help with the transition and redevelopment of this property. I'm in conversation with members of the Richland County Board to be a resource and advocate for their community. Despite these unfortunate circumstances, I was happy to support the Branch Campus Redevelopment Grant legislation and will continue to do everything I can to fight for rural Wisconsin. Under the new legislative maps, which will go into effect this fall, all of Richland County will be in the 14th Senate District. The Wisconsin Big Shot Award is an annual recognition that celebrates Vaccines for Children program providers who are leading the way in protecting children's health by ensuring their pediatric patients are up to date on their vaccinations. There are four categories of awards. Providers who have 90% or more of their patients vaccinated, according to the recommended 4-3-1-3-3-1-4 schedule for 24 to 36 months olds. Providers who have 90% or more of their patients who have at least one dose of hepatitis A vaccine by 24 months of age. Providers who have 80% or more of their adolescent patients between 13 and 17 years old up to date. And providers who have 95% or more of their patients who have at least one dose of MMR vaccine by 20 more months of age. Winners of the Big Shot Award include, in the hepatitis A vaccine category, Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital and Clinics in Hillsboro and Elroy, and Southwest Health's Cuba City Clinic. In the routine childhood vaccine category, the Mayo Clinic Health System in Prairie du Chien and UW Health East Madison Hospital. In the MMR vaccine category, Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital and Clinics in Waniwok, SSM Health Dean Medical Group in Mineral Point, UPH Meritor Middleton Primary Care, and UW Health East Madison Hospital. Truth Initiative inspires individuals to live free from smoking, vaping, and nicotine. It reports that tobacco use is still the leading cause of preventable death and disease in the country and leads to 480,000 deaths in the U.S. each year from cigarette smoke alone. While cigarettes cause the most death from cancer, respiratory, and vascular disease, they are not the only tobacco product linked to adverse health outcomes. Using smokeless tobacco is also a known cause of cancer, and the rise of new tobacco products like e-cigarettes, heated tobacco products, and products containing synthetic or non-tobacco derived nicotine present emerging health risks. It is reported that nearly 70% of smokers say they want to quit, and many make quit attempts each year. In 2020, slightly more than half of current smokers made a quit attempt in the past year. Recent data shows an increasing number of people quitting successfully. In 2020, 8.5% of adult current smokers successfully quit smoking in the past year, up from 7.5% in 2018. Interest in quitting is high among youth tobacco users specifically. Richland Center High School's Youth for Change is working to help its peers to kick the nicotine habit. Nicotine is harmful to developing brains, and its use during adolescence can disrupt the formation of brain circuits that control attention, learning, and susceptibility to addiction. Exposure to nicotine among youth is particularly dangerous since it affects key brain receptors, making young people more susceptible to nicotine addiction. Quitting tobacco in all its forms has enormous health benefits. In 2021, around two-thirds of young tobacco users reported wanting to quit tobacco use altogether and made at least one quit attempt within the past year. For current users of e-cigarettes, the most popular tobacco product among youth, more than half reported they intended to quit vaping, and one-third reported a past year quit vaping attempt. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter and Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson report the arrest of Tasha Elaine Sittig, 32, of rural Lone Rock, for offenses which began last week. On Wednesday morning, April 17th, at approximately 10 o'clock, the Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified of a hit-and-run crash that occurred at the intersection of County Road C and Pine Road in the village of Yuba in Richland County. No injuries were reported. However, the striking vehicle, described as a black SUV, reportedly left the scene and was last seen traveling north on County Road H toward Vernon County. A Richland County deputy arrived at the scene of the crash and met the victim, who reported that the SUV was being operated in a reckless manner and the crash may have been intentional. At approximately 3:30 that afternoon, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received multiple reports of a black SUV being driven recklessly in the village of Viola in both Richland and Vernon counties. One of the callers reported the vehicle drove through a barricaded portion of North Commercial Street, State Highway 131, that was under construction. The SUV, bearing the same license plate number as the hit-and-run victim reported, was located in the village of Viola, and the operator was identified as Tasha Elaine Sittig, 32, of rural Lone Rock. Sittig was taken into custody just before 4 and was transported to the Richland County Jail and booked on charges of second-degree recklessly endangering safety, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Sittig appeared in Richland County Circuit Court the following day for a bond hearing, and bail was set at $500 cash. Formal charges were filed by Richland County District Attorney Jennifer Harper. Sittig was also cited for 3 traffic infractions. On Monday, April 22nd, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office was notified that the operator of a black SUV had driven recklessly through Kickapoo Area School's campus on April 1st and again on April 17th. During the investigation, video evidence and multiple witness statements were obtained. There was no school on April 1st, but students were present on April 17th and in the vicinity of the suspect vehicle that traveled through the campus at a high rate of speed in the wrong direction of a one-way portion of the road in front of the school. Charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety are being sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. On Thursday morning, April 23rd, Tasha Sittig appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court by Zoom from the Richland County Jail, where she was still being held on the cash bond ordered in Richland County. A $500 cash bond was also ordered in Vernon County. 3 special conditions of bond are: she may not come within 500 yards of Kickapoo Area Schools. She may not possess or consume any controlled substances unless prescribed by a physician. And she shall comply with random drug testing by law enforcement upon reasonable suspicion of recent drug use or possession. Tasha Sittig is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court on May 7th at 8:30 and Richland County Circuit Court on the same day at 1 for initial appearances. As of yesterday, Tasha Sittig remained in the Richland County Jail. The University of Wisconsin-La Crosse's top official has taken the first steps toward removing a faculty member who was earlier fired from his job as chancellor over his fledgling porn career. Former Chancellor Joe Gao said Wednesday that interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan filed 3 charges against him in late March. They accuse him of unethical conduct, among other things. Gao has requested a hearing before a faculty committee. It would recommend to Regents whether he can keep his position as a communications professor. Regents fired him as chancellor in December after learning he was producing and appearing in porn videos. Gao maintains he built his porn career on his own time.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. and the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
In for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Bo Henricks here on WRCO Radio's News at Noon. Give the gift of life at an American Red Cross blood drive. A blood drive being held today runs from now until 5:30 at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point, and on Monday from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The second Ridges and Rivers Book Festival returns to Viroqua today and tomorrow. The festival is being held at Eckhart Park, where bushcraft camp activities for youth up to age 17, led by Annika Mersman, are being offered throughout the day. Also today, the festival features a writing workshop with BJ Hollers and a second workshop with Tamara Dean. The third writing workshop featuring Kimberly Blosser is scheduled for tomorrow. Registration for the workshops is required and can be done by visiting ridgesandriversbookfestival.org. The Bethel Home will also serve as a host location for three programs this afternoon between 1 and 5. The presenters include Al Cornell, former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber, Paul Palumbo, and Ruth Kittleson. This evening at 7:30, the Historic Temple Theater will host An Evening with Spirit, featuring psychic medium Molly Morningstar from Kohler. Tickets for the presentation may be purchased by visiting ridgesandriversbookfestival.org. Students from six local schools, Boscobel, Dodgeville, Richland Center, River Valley, Riverdale, and Weston, will have their artwork displayed as part of the Association of Wisconsin Artists Wisconsin Regional Art Program for Teens this Saturday. The event showcases the work of talented young artists ages 13 to 17. Art is judged by Kay Brathel Hostvedt, signature member of the Pastel Society of America and pastel and acrylic painter. The top six entries will earn Best of Show and move on to the state art competition. The Association of Wisconsin Artists Annual Conference will host the state student show at the Pyle Center in Madison in September. The exhibits will be displayed at the Wyoming Valley Cultural Arts Center starting at 9:30. Visitors to the regional art show will have the opportunity to view the artwork up close and appreciate the skill and creativity that went into each piece. Awards will begin at 1:30. A Gaza Music Fundraiser, presented by Driftless Palestinian Solidarity, will take place Saturday at the Landmark Center in Viroqua. Debbie Duddick is coordinating the event.
So I am part of Driftless Palestinian Solidarity, and we're in the Driftless area and in Viroqua. Not everybody lives in Viroqua, but we called it a vigil at the beginning. Every Saturday from 11 to 12, we're on the corner of Decker and Main, and just bringing attention to this genocide that's unfolding. There's a big coalition in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has an incredible peace and justice network, and this coalition for Gaza came out of that. And so one of the groups, it's called Madison Rafa Sister City Project, reached out to all the other organizations to see if, you know, people wanted to do a music fundraiser for Gaza. And so in our group, I wasn't doing anything at the time, and I said, sure, I'll do it. I'll get it together. So for the most part, I got the space, and we're going to have the jazz. There's three gentlemen that are going to play jazz at the beginning, and then there's a duo that's going to play Middle Eastern music, traditional and modern Middle Eastern music.
The fundraiser will start at 6:30 with Middle Eastern food and hand-embroidered bags, pillows, coin pouches, jewelry, and keffiyehs.
The organization that reached out to the coalition, they said, can you have some crafts there? And so I said, sure. And then when I found out what these crafts are, it turns out that it's an organization, it's called the Women in Hebron, and they're hand-embroidered items that are really beautiful. And then they're going to have some jewelry and some keffiyehs. And then we're also having, someone else is bringing olive oil and and za'atar, which is a kind of something that you put on pita bread. And then we're having some dishes, Middle Eastern dishes. So it's a whole Middle Eastern theme. So we're having some hummus and tabbouleh and some spinach and meat pies. So, and we're having it at the Landmark Center in Viroqua.
Sean Neary, Tom Gillian, and Bill Fiorella will start the evening with jazz at 7:30 p.m. Ensemble Shamali with Mason Zantro and Jared Morningstar will end the Gaza Music Fundraiser at 8:30 p.m. with traditional and modern Middle Eastern music.
We're setting aside an hour before the music starts. 6:30, the doors open at 6:30. 6:30 to 7:30, they'll be where you can purchase some of the dishes or look at the hand-embroidered items, the olive oil, and then the music starts at 7:30, and that is in the theater section, so there's no place to really sit and eat. So there will be tables in the lobby area for people to sit down and eat whatever they purchase, and then look at the items.
A suggested donation at the door of $5 to $15 is requested. The donations will go to the Middle East Children's Alliance.
I hope it's well attended. We'll see what happens. We have a sliding scale donation, $5 to $15. And so, you know, whatever you can pitch in, you know, that's great. And it's going to the Middle East Children's Alliance and Madison Rafa Sister City Project. And they have used this charity mostly exclusively, I think, and are very confident that the money will go to where it's best needed.
Driftless Palestinian Solidarity's Gaza Music Fundraiser will again take place Saturday at the Landmark Center in Viroqua. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. with Middle Eastern food and crafts. Music will go from 7:30 to 9:30. For more information, contact Debbie Duddick at 331-223-8236. The USDA is accepting applications for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The DMC program is designed as a risk management program, offering protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed price falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. The deadline to apply for this program is this coming Monday, April 29th. More information on the DMC program can be found on the Farm Service Agency's website page at go.wisc.edu/V7957Z. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's online application period for the public school open enrollment program for the next school year will close on Tuesday, April 30th. Parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 2024-2025 school year through the open enrollment program. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 7th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school, in most circumstances, is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment@dpi.wi.gov. The UW-Richland Alumni Association is seeking nominations for the 2024 Outstanding Alumni. Eligibility is that the nominee has attended either Richland County College or UW-Richland. It is important they show qualities of leadership and dedication in professional and/or community activities. No formal nomination form is required. Kathy Granger is the alumni president.
It is beyond awesome to read those stories of people who had got their start from the campus or the county college. And I personally do not vote on that, but I get to read them. And it is amazing what our start here and what they have done throughout their lives.
If you have or will submit a nomination that is not chosen, they are kept for coming years.
I give the person that nominated them the opportunity to update it or add something to their nomination so that then those are handed to the selection committee.
Outstanding alumni chosen from submitted nominations will be honored Saturday, October 5th at the Phoenix Center.
Everybody is welcome at our brunch. You don't have to be an alum. You don't have to be have been at the campus. You don't have to be a family member. It is truly open.
For more information, call alumni president Kathy Granger at 608-489-3629 or email fairladykkg@yahoo.com. Nominations can be mailed to E17384 County Highway V, Hillsboro 54634 by Tuesday, April 30th.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smokers Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. Meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.25 a pound. Needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound. Turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound. Lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound. And chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Friday, April 26th. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel, died Saturday, April 20th at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held today at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home today from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana Adams is survived by 3 children, Michelle Adams of Winona, Minnesota, Shauna and Dayton Bedward, and Cody and Jamie Adams, all of Boscobel. 6 grandchildren, 1 sister, Linda Polanco of Onalaska. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly is a blustery one out there thanks to a strong low-pressure system currently centered in Nebraska. There's a big arc of scattered rain ahead of it running from the Dakotas and Minnesota down through much of Iowa and western Illinois, stretching down through Missouri. And that'll be sweeping in here this afternoon, so take the umbrellas and raincoats with you. We will have some occasional rain through tonight. Now, tomorrow, it will get much warmer as we get into the warm sector of the system with gusty south to southwest winds. Temperatures could be a good 6 or 8 degrees above normal. And with that heat building up and a front dangling just to the northwest of us, we have the chance of some scattered strong thunderstorms tomorrow evening. We'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. There is a level 2 slight risk of severe weather across the region. After that, we're watching for another major storm to slide into the Midwest on Sunday to bring us a lot more rainfall and some possible heavy thunderstorms once again. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Overcast and blustery with rain developing. High temperature about 57. Southeast wind 15 to 25. Breezy tonight with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low near 51. Tomorrow should be variably cloudy, breezy, and much warmer. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. High of 76. South to southwest wind 15 to 25. Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of those could be heavy early in the night with lows in the mid-50s. Sunday, mainly cloudy with occasional showers and storms. High about 67. For Monday, just a chance of light showers in the morning. Breezy with some patches of sun in the afternoon. Low 53 with a high of 68. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a 50% chance of showers and storms later in the day. Low 46, high near 72. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low about 46, high up to 69. And Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high temperature near 63. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 59 degrees, and that's our high today so far, coming up from a morning low of 43. Yesterday, we had a high of 62 degrees and no precipitation. Record high for this day set back in 1962 at 84, while a record low of 26 was set in 1976. Last year on this date, our high was 56, our low 29. Sunset today will be at 7:57, sunrise tomorrow at 6:01. No precipitation yet. The barometer down to 29.90 and north winds are at 5 to 7. Again, it's 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
In the cicada world, this year is different. I'll tell you why next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Since this program airs in many different parts of the country, some of you will see and hear the upcoming cicada emergence only on television or the internet. This is a rare year for cicadas, with two brood hatches at roughly the same time. Kansas State University entomologist Raymond Cloyd.
April through June is the emergence of brood 19 and 13 of the 13 and 17 year cicada. They're not going to harm you. They're just out mating, and then they'll lay their eggs, and then they'll die out.
While they can be very noisy, cicadas are considered relatively harmless where humans are concerned. Cloyd says, however, they do pose a problem for trees and bushes.
They can lay 20 to 30 eggs in what we call these egg nests, and those can actually damage some branches. So later on, after the adults kind of phase out and die out, you might start seeing some flagging or branch dieback, especially in oaks and other large trees.
Cloyd says you can put netting around trees and shrubs to protect them if you're in an area where cicadas emerge.
I have been through two of these, and I think it's worth the travel to go see millions and millions of cicadas, adults just flying around. And they're not going to harm you. They're just out mating, and then they'll lay their eggs, and then they'll die out. From an entomological perspective, it's a phenomenon.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
There's new limited export restrictions on beef from dairy cattle in certain states. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Colombia has become the first country to ban imports of U.S. beef and beef products from states where dairy cattle have tested positive for avian influenza. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says the restrictions have no scientific basis. They say the U.S. is Colombia's largest supplier of imported beef, and the suspension of beef from specific states is unworkable and misguided. The U.S. exported around $40 million in beef and beef products to Colombia last year. A Northeast Iowa farmer has finished planting soybeans, and for Tyler Carlson of St. Olaf, it was record time with excellent planting conditions.
We did finish up soybeans here last night, which is an all-time record for us. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we got them in the ground. They all look happy.
He tells Brownfield about a third of his corn crop is still left to go.
Real satisfied with the placement of the corn plants.
Carlson says the late week rain will slow progress for a few days. An atmospheric scientist says water levels along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers could be a concern later in the growing season. Matt Makins tells Brownfield that's due to a disappointing winter snowpack.
A lot of snow wasn't expected across the northern states. That just happens with El Nino, that you're going to have less snow than normal.
He says heavy and adequate rains over the next 6 weeks is greatly needed.
We have some chances of that, but the farther north you go, more of the river issues will be apparent throughout this season.
The Soy Transportation Coalition says levels along the Mississippi River have rebounded from last fall's extremely low conditions, but a prolonged period of dry weather this spring and summer could eliminate those gains. Researchers at Michigan State University are exploring the possibility of cultivating morel mushrooms in the U.S. Ag economics professor Steve Swinton tells Brownfield,
even though it's difficult to cultivate them outdoors, and we're still learning how to do this in the United States, the prices are high enough that there's hope that even with fairly low yields, you might still be able to make a profit.
Swinton says foragers surveyed during 2021 were selling wild morels near $35 a pound, and prices have turned higher since. But he says the fungi are fussy.
The typical yields that we were getting were on the order of 1/6 of a pound per foot of row. Only 30% of the plots that growers cultivated over 2 years actually produced any harvestable morels at all.
Farmers in about a dozen states, including Wisconsin, partnered with researchers on the four-year study. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Nutrient Ag Solutions welcomes you to Prospect Valley in Colorado, the home of Arnish Farms. This family-owned farm is concentrating on sustainability for the long term. Water conservation, soil health, and community involvement top the list. Using better technology and better management practices, Mark Arnish says the success of their family farm is because of the people. His team is lowering nitrogen usage using advanced tillage practices and taking advantage of the Nutrient Carbon Program. Nutrient Crop Solutions are leading the way in helping to provide the Arnish farm with the best possible crop with the least environmental impact. Visit with your Nutrient rep to help you define or redefine your sustainability goals. Nutrient can also help with seed solutions, crop protection plans, and capital management. Follow the Arnish Farm sustainability story at Nutrient.com/farmstories.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trades quiet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been pretty quiet through midday. A few bids have surfaced at $184 live in the south and $294 dressed in the north. Asking prices are at $184 live in the south and $296 plus dressed in the north. Some business could still take place this afternoon, but it's likely limited to cleanup trade. There was a light to moderate trade reported throughout the week. Dressed business has been at mostly $200. $94, generally $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South were around $182, which was fully steady with the prior week's weighted averages. Boxed beef is mixed at midday and late to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.50 at $298.42. Select is $1.19 lower at $288.47. At the Mobridge Livestock Auction in South Dakota, there was a featured consignment of 1,100 backgrounded black steers, which were met with very good demand. The USDA says there was also very good demand for a couple of home-raised heifers, with a balance of the offering selling in packages that were met with moderate to good demand, depending on quality. The market was active on loads and moderate on packages. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 913 to 940 pounds, brought 250 to 250-150. Feeder steers, 977 to 990 pounds, brought $241. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 512 to 539 pounds, brought $300 to $313. Cash hogs were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Packers have been pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts early on in the week, which is expected to result in this lackluster business at the end of the week. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, and processors have had to be more aggressive in those procurement efforts to meet the needs of this recent uptick in slaughter pace. Domestic demand has also been showing some strength recently. Both are very supportive to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $42 to $54. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. Pork values are sharply higher at midday, up $2.71 at $100.20. Bellies jumped more than $13 to start the day. Loins, butts, ribs, and picnics were also higher. Hams were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today, I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and corn are mixed. cattle are up, hogs are lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on brown fields. For decades, Sun has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge from their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed adjusting spreads. Rains were welcome in areas that are facing drought issues that will likely cause some planting delays. Beans continue to monitor harvest progress in Brazil, which is nearing completion, and in Argentina, which has a little more than a quarter of its crop harvested. May beans down 3 3/4 at 11.59. July beans down 3 at 11.76 and 3/4. Corn is mixed adjusting spreads. There's been some rain in parts of the corn belt that needed, and more rains headed to areas where water is already standing in some fields. More planting delays are expected. The trade's monitoring the development of second crop corn in Brazil. May corn's up 1 1/4 at 4.42 1/4. July corn up 1 1/2 at 4.53 1/2. The wheat complex is higher on technical buying. Paris milling wheat was also higher. The trade is watching weather in major wheat-producing areas, specifically the U.S. southwestern plains, parts of Russia, and Ukraine. In Chicago, May wheat up 9 3/4 at 6.12. July wheat up 10 1/4 at 6.30 3/4. In Kansas City, May wheat's up 20 3/4 at 6.52 3/4. And in Minneapolis, May wheat's up 9 at $7 even. Live and feeder cattle are up following the steady to higher direct business this week. Asking prices are around $184 live in the South and $296 plus dressed in the North. June lives up $1.10 at $178.90. August lives up $1.10 at $177.15. May feeders up $2.42 at $248.67. Hogs are lower on lingering demand concerns. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady and the major directs were not reported. May lean hogs down $1 at $94.27. June lean hogs down $2.12 at $102.87. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
It's time to break out your food thermometer. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A lot of folks are making their way back to the grill now that temperatures are warming up and we're nearing that traditional grilling season. Meredith Carruthers, a food safety specialist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says it's a good time to remind the griller in your house to keep that food thermometer handy.
When we're using the grill, it's super easy for food to look done before it actually is. We all love grill marks, right? Like that's what makes the food look chef's kiss. But it makes it look done, makes it look darker. Those little grill marks are going to make you think that that burger or those steaks are done before they might actually be. So using a food thermometer will help you tell if it has reached that safe internal temperature and is safe to eat.
So what's the best type of food thermometer to use when you're grilling? Carruthers says,
there's fancy ones out there that make life easy, but it doesn't mean that the $3 one at the dollar store is not accurate and exactly what we're just trying to get people to use, you know? So they're very accessible. Your local dollar stores, your grocery stores, even department stores, like they're very accessible anywhere you go. It doesn't have to be digital. It doesn't have to be Bluetooth or fancy. It can be a dial read. And as long as you're willing to use it, that's all we would love for you to do, is to give it a chance.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister